Catherine Grayson, one of the last great stars of the old MGM musicals, has died. She was 88. Catherine Grayson grew up wanting to be an opera singer, but her family moved to Los Angeles when she was a teenager, and Louis B. Mayer heard her sing in a concert in Hollywood. She was ambivalent about being in movies. Not long after signing her MGM contract, she was invited to make her operatic debut at the Metropolitan Opera House. But Louis B. Mayer talked her out of it. She recalled him saying, "If she's known as an opera star, she'll have a short career. Just the opera-goers will know who she is. If she's a motion picture star, she'll be a star forever." Her first big hit was Anchors Away. With Gene Kelly and Frank Sinatra, she sang Tchaikovsky's Waltz Serenade. Her most memorable roles were in the early 1950s. In the Technicolor remake of Showboat, she played Magnolia opposite Howard Keel.
We could make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me.
In 1953, she starred with Howard Keel again in the MGM movie version of Kiss Me, Kate, playing Lily Vanessi, who portrayed Catherine in the movie's show within a show version of The Taming of the Shrew. That same year, in what's considered one of her best performances, she played Grace Moore in Warner Brothers' musical biography, So This Is Love.
They say someday you'll find a love of love.
She stopped making movies by the late 50s, but later achieved her dream to sing on the opera stage, making her debut in Madama Butterfly. In 1962, she replaced Julie Andrews in the Broadway version of Camelot. She also starred in stage productions of The Merry Widow, Rosalinda, and Naughty Marietta, and toured extensively with Howard Keel again in Man of La Mancha. And Catherine Grayson was one of scores of women who were involved with Howard Hughes. Mr. Hughes reportedly was engaged to Catherine Grayson, which is further than a lot of the others ever got. The actress died Wednesday at her home in Los Angeles.
You must realize
this is NPR News.